Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, what is going on? Welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, a show that is run by a gamer and has participation from gamers. And every once in a while, we'll bring in people from the industry. This tonight's show is free and clear to just talk between you and me. My name is Rick Tittle. I've been doing this show more than 15 years here from downtown San Francisco, home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. And yes, we usually talk sports. In fact, we do it 6 days and 23 hours a week. This is the 1 hour where it's just video games. And it's not sports video games, although that we talk about those as well. It's all video games. And this show has many ways of getting to you outside of just on Byline. We are on the internet at sportsbyline.com. That's why I'm getting this. Emails rick at sportsbyline.com. I'll be giving away a brand new game, as I always do, 40 after the hour, and use that address, rick at sportsbyline.com, to win the game. Also, cheat codes. I give away an older game cheat code at the end of the show. Send your requests to rick at sportsbyline.com as well. Also, streaming through the website, sbnationlive.com, and proud to be on the SB Nation radio network. Also, on Sirius XM, we are on the Dan Patrick channel, so that's cool. Getting to you from the satellites, y'all. So Dan Patrick channel. Also on your cable system, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, where there are 24/7 and 65 million homes. And also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network on The Voice. Big shout out to the troops. 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Delta Force, Space Force. Everybody, I hope you're doing great, and I know the troops love their video games. On your phone, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch, twitch.tv. I'm on right now. Oh, so handsome. Search for Sports Byline USA. And what we'll do is we'll talk video games. What have you been playing this weekend? We'll give away a brand new game as I do 40 after the hour. We'll also let you know what the new releases are. Just call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Or keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. As Jim Morrison once said, video game review, come on back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. If you'd like to call in, Scott is on the other side of the glass, poised like a jungle cat to, or something to that effect. Let's just say he's ready to put you on the air. The number is 1-800-878-PLAY. I don't know everything. No one does. And plus, this is a collaborative effort, too, because even if I can stay awake 24/7... which sounds exhausting, and all I did was play video games, which sounds awesome, I still wouldn't be able to play everything. We are in the golden age of video games, but that doesn't mean that there's everything out there is gold. There's still a lot of lousy stuff. People try to capitalize on your hard-earned dollar, and your, or at least your hard-earned inheritance. And so, any questions from newbies to hardcore gamers, everything in between. I've had people call me up saying, my kids want video games. I don't know what to do. What should I buy? To the most hardcore stuff. You know, you want to get into frames per second, pixelation rates and all that. I'm fine. I'm not an engineer, but as I said, I've been doing this show more than 15 years. I firmly believe that life would be half as good without video games. And so I'm here for you. What have you been playing this weekend? And I've gone a little retro. And, it, you know, retro, well, what does that mean? I'm playing games from the 70s? No, I'm playing for games from a few years ago. As I was mentioning a couple weeks ago, I was playing the alpha of the new Modern Warfare, COD, and I thought, I want to play a COD game. What will I put in? And I put in, I still have the shiny disc of all of them, to throw in the old World War II Call of Duty, which came out a couple of years ago. And so now prestiging ranks, and then it's amazing to me the amount of effort that's put into, like, the emotes. These aren't emojis, but emotes. So if you come in the top three in a game like TDM, Team Deathmatch, you are able to you're there on the front, and then you have four different emotes you can pick, and you have time for about 1.5. So if you're going to do this Charleston dance and then do, like, you know, point at your bicep while you flex it, you'll get to see that maybe one, and then the guy will just start to point his bicep and he's out. But yet, there are like 179 emotes, and I think about the people who are in charge of doing it. And so it's just things to earn. And I could not care less about the emotes. And although if I'm up there in the three, I'll press a button. But, you know, you get these supply drops. And I'll never use real money on those. That's how they get you. You fill up on bread and you can't eat your steak. That's how they get you. Do they serve the half-eaten steak to someone else? So I think about all the garbage you can get, like pistol grips. You never see the actual pistol unless you hold it out in front of your face. And then if you hold it out in front of your face to inspect it, you get shot because you're not playing and you're taking your eyes off the game. But then there are things that are so cool, like you can't wait to get them. And for me, it's the weapons. So they will come down, and now they have these things called charms. They're a little like, you know, a giveaway toy from like a McDonald's on a chain, and you hold it off the back of your rifle, machine gun, light machine gun, what have you, sniper rifle. And so far, you know, I've got a shark head and a fox head and a croissant. Like, well, and there's just a million of them. And then there's a million different uniforms. And it comes down, and they have categories like heroic and epic, and it comes down and goes, and a voice goes, heroic, and a voice goes, epic. I like it, but I get a gun. And I got a M2, which is a automatic version of the M1 carbine, and it came with an American flag skin. Now I can work with that, you know, and I started pumping it up, and it's okay. It's a 3-shot kill. It's not automatic, but also got this little version of, they have these weird names, got a little version of the submachine gun, but then I got a skin, which is all purple with eyeballs on it. I mean, it's total Call of Duty thing. You see these guys running around wearing these ridiculous outfits, but you can't help it. All the different face paint. These are all things you have to have. And I say have to have in quotes. And so I got this one. It was like green and yellow, like Land of the Rising Sun all over my face. And I use this one now. It's like all white with like eye black. And you can look spooky. There's an outfit where you look like the Grim Reaper. And I can tell you it is creepy to see the Grim Reaper with a scythe running at you. And there's no face. It's just blackness inside. Now I seem to be a little bit stronger when you get to that. And then there's a million different card combinations. These are things, if you play COD, you already know. But the point I'm trying to make is, why would they do this? Well, two reasons. Number one, cash. Because people will pay real money that they have, or daddy's money, and they will be able to buy COD money and then buy this stuff. And you still have to, you know, or you're not going to get, pay to win type of thing. You're not going to get the best weapon in the game. If you do get it, it's not going to come with any attachments. You still have to ramp it up to level 11 if it goes that high. But it's also replayability, because you just want the next thing and the next thing. And it is exciting when you get like a rare supply drop and it drops. But some of these outfits, like this, you know, I have nothing but respect for the French Underground, but what, it's an outfit where you have like a blue denim shirt and a red scarf and a beret. Then again, it's got like Polish winter cavalry, and you're playing in a jungle map or something, and you've got this long blue heavy wool coat with snow all over it. And a snowy hat with, you know, fur and sheep and fleece. But it keeps you coming back, and it keeps you coming back. And so now I've prestiged a couple of times. Do you want to start over? Are you sure? Like, yes, I'm sure. The score streaks as they go up. And so it's one of those things where Like, I'm thinking about Battlefield 1. Not so much Battlefield 5. I didn't like it graphically. It was a bit of a disappointment. Battlefield 1, such an amazing game by DICE under the EA umbrella. They made it out in Stockholm, Sweden. But just all the different levels and the gameplay of it and the graphics and the weapons, everything in my mind in Battlefield is superior to Call of Duty, but they're different games because Call of Duty is arcade fun. It is run and gun. Die, die, kill, 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 die, die, kill, die, kill, die, kill, kill, die, die, kill, die, kill, spawn, 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 spawn in front of a guy, spawn behind a guy. And so it's more of in little tidbits, but that's how Call of Duty got you hooked from just playing a little bit of that and then like really sinking into a Battlefield game is the fact that you could spawn immediately and you had untold things to gain. Things you don't even want. And you're gaining them. I was looking through some of my stats. I'm like, I didn't know I had this, this, that, or that. And in fact, you have to unlock a weapon to see if you have a different version of it. Like I had this light machine gun, but then I had another version of called the Blade, which gives you a plus 15% experience points for your player when you use it. And it's also got a anti-aircraft sight on it, on the light machine gun. So there are all sorts of things that keep you back and keep you going. What have you been playing this weekend? We're going to talk about new games. We're going to talk about all that stuff. Get on in, if you see fit, at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749, 800-932-1749, 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much. And by the way, Rick Tittle with you, Video Game Review. On Twitch, Machine Guns 1 says, "How's it going, Rick?" And I said, "Hello, my friend." And he said, "One day I may have to reveal who I am. Longtime listener. Been a while since I've called." And then it said, "Machine Guns 1 is now hosting you." So I don't know what that means. I think that means that I'm on his or her page now. But this is all, like I said, the Twitch people. Twitch is 3 blocks from here, downtown San Francisco. And they know that my syndicated shows, I have a lot of comedians and people like that in studio. Whenever someone comes to the Punchline or Cobbs, those are the comedy clubs here in town, I'll put the headliners in here. I love comedy. I'm not a comedian myself. I try to play one on the radio. But so they set us up with this, and it's going cool. So anyway, Machine Guns 1 says, "It's going." And I responded with an emoji of a fish head. I don't know what that means. But anyway, thanks, Machine Guns 1. And that is the stream chat, as they call it. If you'd like to check it out, Rick, let's say Rick at sportsbyline.com. That's my email address. At Rick Tittle's at Twitter. The Sports Byline USA. And it's on Twitch and Twitch app. I rarely read other reviews on the air. Because you can read them yourselves. So I give you my reviews, or I'll take calls from people or emails, rick at sportsbyline.com. By the way, that's the address to use coming up in the next segment at 40 after. I'll give away a brand new game as I always do. But last week, the Blair Witch game came out on Steam. $29. And Xbox. And it's amazing how polarizing this game is, because I've seen the ratings right around a 6. A 6 is a bad game, folks. I mean, it's not a horrible game, but usually just a mercy rating. If a game is like, it's not that great, but, you know, I played it, whatever, it's a 7. And then, this game's a good game, but it has some flaws. But it's good. I'll give it an 8. And then, oh my gosh, this game is fantastic. 8.5, 9. And then, you know, flawless, you get a 10. A 6, that's kind of like A, B, C, D. It's almost like an F. Even though it's not. But I heard from a couple people who told me, "Man, oh man, I love this game." And then I heard people say, "This is the worst game I ever played." Now, I need to get my hands on it. But I just want to take a look from this last week. And these are just really quick paragraphs from some gamers out there. And then I was reading them. And I think it'll give a little perspective. And then after reading them, you can kind of decide maybe which way you're going to go. Now, one thing I've learned over the years is to not trust critics and Rotten Tomatoes and those things. And if you base your life on that, I think you're going to sell yourself short, because you're going to start to fall into the trap of, oh, I better fall in line and think what everybody else thinks. I think most of the time when someone says that stinks, it usually does, or this is great. But I've seen games usually that are so hyped and they're so great, and I couldn't stand them. Examples: Halo 2. Oh, you have to have it. Snoozer. the Naughty Dog games, the Drake's games, The Last of Us. Those are just movies. Someone is producing a movie. They're getting voice actors that are real, and they take the joystick out of your hands. I remember The Last of Us. I played it for about an hour, and I'm like, I can't frickin' take it anymore. Watching a guy talk to his daughter, and it's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm holding a joystick, and I finally put it down. Then it will say, hit circle to put the ladder up. Oh, so I pick it up. I hit circle. Hit X to climb the ladder. Okay, now put your joystick down because we're going to have another dramatic cutscene here for 4 or 5 minutes. I don't want to watch a video game. I want to play a video game. And I don't want to work out to a video game. Yeah, I'll take a Wii controller and bowl a bowling ball. But I don't want to be sweating to the oldies with Richard Simmons. Am I showing my age? Do you know who Richard Simmons is? But anyway, here are just some reviews. I was looking at Blair Witch. This guy named The End says, it seems like everyone's a critic. The man who expects perfection is a fool since perfection doesn't exist. Despite the negative reviews, I found it very interesting. I kept playing all night till I beat it, running around every inch of the dense forest to find all the dog tags, pictures, and trash. The replay value is a bit low, but I'm doing it again for the achievements, and the scenery is beautiful enough to keep me engaged for a second time, but I'm not sure about a third. I didn't encounter any bugs that others are talking about, but in the end, in the derelict house, I did encounter one where I had to go sideways through a door, otherwise I couldn't get through. Besides that, the game is beautiful, and the devs did an amazing job with what they had. I recommend it. Not bad. Samuel Masura says, love the story, puzzles, and gameplay mechanics. If you're a fan of the Blair Witch universe, you'll definitely enjoy these aspects as well. That being said, after playing for 4 hours, my game crashed. I can say for certain that this game is rushed, unfinished, unrefined. Controls feel wonky sometimes. Graphics are lackluster when compared to what was shown in trailers. And there are a lot of crashes and glitches. It's sad because this game had so much potential, but you definitely tell after playing through it that it was a cash grab with zero passion behind its development. And regardless, this cash grab can still be fun depending on what your expectations were for the game. From Justin Franklin. Just a few more here. He says, now I like the Blair Witch in any way, shape, or form. I love games that keep you on your toes and make you think, what's next? I also love anything to do with horror titles. Now, I've played several games like this that have actually kept me gripped, from titles on the PS4 to games on the PC. I've actually given this a go on my Xbox by way of Game Pass. In all honesty, I played it there because I wanted to see how it would stretch its legs. It started promising, but man, it is just boring. Seriously? Forget all this unfinished business. It's just not scary. Not even creepy. Just wandering around aimlessly to no real end game. There are far more titles out there that keep you gripped with better puzzles than this. Give this a pass. It's very interesting there. One more, and I'll move on. This is from John Vasquez. The game was way more frustrating than anything. I understand the game takes place in the woods, and getting lost in the woods is a very common thing, but it's just so dang boring. Nothing about the game is scary. The environment isn't even in the slightest scary. You're basically just walking around in a blurry, bad graphics, badly rendered forest for 5 hours. Yes, 5 hours. The game is literally about 5 hours long. I've seen many people complete it in under 4 hours. The game is downright boring and is a waste of time. It's a true shame because I had really high hopes for this game. But sadly, it's nothing but a walking sim with 2014 graphics. I give it a 3 out of 10. Don't waste your money. And the best thing about this game is the dog. So this is why I always say, call me up and tell me, because we're all going to have different cups of tea. Like, if you think about side-by-side fighting games like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat and things like that, not my cup of tea. to stand side by side and fight. I was at an event the other day in downtown San Francisco, and these games are in betas right now. So when they come out, I'll give you a real review. But you know, these guys hands me a joystick. Go ahead, and it's a side by side fighting game that looks like it was made 10 years ago. And I want to tell them, dude, just stop developing this game right now. And this looks like it was on the Genesis, unless it's supposed to look hokey. No, I didn't say anything. I go, oh, great game. Another one, this guy's playing this game, this platform game that looked really boring. He didn't say a word, and I finally said, he was nervous, and I finally said, what's the point of the game? What is it online? When's it coming out? What platform is it for? So this is why I said there are so many people trying to cash in, and there's nothing worse than a game that wasn't finished. But you just say Blair Witch, people are like, oh, it's going to be scary. It's going to be so scary. As you heard, I read 4 reviews. 2 were okay, and 2 absolutely smashed it. Waste of time, a 3 out of 10. That's why the number one thing I use for YouTube, well, actually is to watch comedy stuff. But beyond that is to look at video game play. And if you play video games long enough, and I'm sure you have, you can watch a gameplay for 10 seconds, and you're like, I'm never going to play this game. Or you think, oh my gosh, I have to have this game. There's usually no in between. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. We'll also have release dates as well. Your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
And I'm back. It is the Video Game Review. Thanks for tuning in. Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio, Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio on The Voice. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. The game is called They Are Billions. It's on the big boy systems. That is the PS4, the Xbox One, and the personal computer. This game is published and developed by Numantium Games, rated T for teen. It is a one-player RTS. It's about zombies attacking. So my question is this game about the undead or puppies?
Rick, didn't you just... Yeah,
I was trying to give away a game. The answer... And by the way, a lot of people have gotten close... My buddy Chris out there sending some in. Chris, you just missed it. We've got a lot of people. What I do is I give it away to the second correct answer on my email. So send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Is this game about just one word answer, undead or puppies? Let me tell you about this game. You build a colony, and then you have to survive a horde of zombies. And the way I think of it, and this game I think was inspired by World War Z, especially, what was that, Jerusalem, where they piled on top of each other like ants to get over the walls. It's a very challenging game with, as in video games, they call it permadeath. In real life, it's just death. But in video games... How many times do you die? How many lives do you have? Well, permadeath means you die and the game's over. So you got to start all over again. And so you are the commander of a city and you're refining your strategies as to how to handle the threat of invasion. And you build it up from scratch. You tech it up. You expand on it, your walls, everything, the weak points. All your colonists inside, all it takes is a little hole in the wall. They get through. Your colonists get wiped out. You die. Everything you had is out. But it's that replayability of one more game, one more game, one more game. Now, you have a variety of dials to tune before each game. It's how hard you want it, how easy do you want it, how many days of preparation you need, how many undead you want to attack you. Remember, they are billions. There aren't billions, but they're enough that you can look at it, and they do look like billions. There's also a campaign mode, which has a lot of missions in it, several different styles of play, including what they call hero sessions. You focus on just a single unit. But this is a interesting... As I said, you know, you can get your forces to have flamethrowers. There's all sorts of things. It's kind of an RTS, as I said, a real-time strategy, top-down, but also kind of a tower defense game, except that they are billions and billions of zombies, and they're coming for you. So once again, just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this about the undead, or is this about puppies? They are billions, PS4, Xbox, One, PC from Numantian Games, and rated T for teen. T for teen, I tell you. There was some news today from Wall Street, and I usually don't get into Wall Street because Wall Street is snoozerville. But Activision Blizzard is leaning heavily on its legacy video games following a frankly, a very brutal last few months and a lot of layoffs. Here's the funny thing about Wall Street is that you can have mass layoffs and Wall Street buys in because, oh, they're cutting the fat.
Now they're ready to move. Now they're mobile now. Because today it came out that Activision's stock gained 7.9%. And this is because there's now been, as I said, legacy. There's a throwback version of World of Warcraft, the one I usually originally played on the PC in the 90s. They're going to be making a version of Overwatch for the Switch. And this is coming out of a miserable winter. The stock price cut in half by February. And so they said, we're just going to go with, and you know what else they're going to go with? They're going to go with Diablo too. They're just going to go with what works. And you think about Hollywood. How many original movies are made in Hollywood? You get an original movie now, it's an indie pick. Now it's just Spider-Man, Iron Man, Avengers. There's a new Joker movie, Batman. You pump those out and people will continue to see them. And I'm not making any judgment, and maybe that's your favorite type of thing. But you go with what works. And that's why people will, I mean, make a Captain America movie. Doesn't matter if he's not wearing a Captain America hat. He's just got blow-dried hair. People will go. And so Activision finally, and Blizzard finally figured that out. So stock back up to $65. And I was reading this thing a few weeks ago saying that they were just trying to get it back to 60, and now it's at 65. And as I said, new games. EA came out with Anthem. What was Anthem? It was the start of a new franchise. Tepid reception beyond belief. And then what happens is when you are in the cool business, and a lot of youngsters play video games, if something is branded uncool, then everybody stops playing it. But you remember in June with the industry personnel and the game enthusiasts, they went to an EA Play event down at the Hollywood Palladium. Said Anthem, everybody had to get in because Apex Legends was doing well and they were head running. And then Anthem comes out and it gets a 6 out of 10. When Apex Legends was just under a 9, got 88%. And it's interesting because EA expected 4.75 billion in revenue this year. And they said, look, we made a mistake. Now, that's BioWare that made Anthem. BioWare is owned by EA. And, you know, they said, look, this is going to be perfect because it's not just one or two players. Three players will, as they put it, explore vast ruins, battle deadly enemies, claim otherworldly artifacts, and they'll be in these exoskeletons that can fly called javelins. It's perfect. And it's BioWare. They made Mass Effect. Mass Effect, a huge franchise, especially if-then statements. And making sure I'm going to go this way or that way. Write your own story almost. And that was because they came up with Dragon Age. But Anthem, man, it just crashed. And people said, this isn't a PC game. This isn't a fighting game. This isn't a car. Wow. And the sad thing is, Anthem wasn't a horrible game. But if there are games that are better, and then people say, oh, you're playing Anthem, and then it becomes a poison, and everybody can't wait to stop it. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. PlayStation, by the way, I thought this was very funny, too, and this also came out today, is that PlayStation announced, at least it did in the UK, this is PlayStation UK, they said your controllers, your PS4 DualShocks, triangle, circle, X, square, right? PlayStation UK says that's all wrong. The official names for those buttons are triangle, circle, cross, square. Cross. And they said crosses have the same distance between each stick. Crosses can form a square. X's don't have the same distance between each sticks. X's form a rectangle. So it can't be an X because it's not forming a rectangle. goodness gracious. But then somebody took off the top of a DualShock controller, and underneath on the motherboard where you put the buttons, it says triangle, square, circle, fork. You know what? Who cares? Who cares what they call it? We're always going to call it X. It's just like there's no such thing as the number O. But you will say, what's your number? Well, 325-0073. We don't say 00. All right, enough of that. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. We will have Greedfall, Xbox One, PS4, PC. That's an RPG. A new Walking Dead game, Xbox One, PS4, PC. We're going to have PES 2020 on the 1, the 4, and the PC. That's Pro Evolution Soccer. And last few years, I've had the guy in here, the North American rep. You know, they got Arsenal, and they got Juventus, and they got Barcelona. But that's about it. People will probably, you know, play FIFA, but you know, for many years, there are a lot of players, and a lot of people say PES is more realistic. I'm just glad that it's still going strong. I don't like monopolies. The board game, well, it's better to have a choice. Gears 5, that's a shooter, and we're talking Gears of War. It's a big release, PC, Xbox One. Yes, no, PlayStation. Blasphemous, an action game on the Switch. Also on the Switch, the PS4 and Xbox One will be the Lethal League Blaze. Die Young will be on a PC. This is an FPS game, and it looks like a lot of crossbow action. Borderlands 3 is finally making it to our systems, which are PS4, Xbox One, and PC. NASCAR Heat 4, PC, PS4, Xbox One. And I like it because you remember when NASCAR, the game on EA, died about 15 years ago? It was because it was too realistic. Don't you want it realistic? No. Not when you have games like Burnout Paradise, which is the funnest game, racing game ever. The NASCAR game, you never really got a feel for speed. There was no need for speed. And you'd trade paint, and then you'd have a yellow caution flag, and then you'd have to pit. It just didn't feel like you were going fast. It was too realistic. Best hockey game of all time. We'll see if they keep it up. NHL 20. It's got Austin Matthews on the cover of the Maple Leafs. Born in San Ramon, California. Raised in Scottsdale. Usually not a ticket for a number one overall pick in the NHL. The times are changing. Deus Ex Machina on the Switch. And One Punch Hero, Road to Hero, iPhone, Android, and RPG. All coming your way this week. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back and get the cheat code on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, on American Forces Radio Network. It's time to end the show in our customary fashion with a cheat code. By the way, on Twitch, the stream chat says, Machine Guns 1, waiting for the Raiders to play tomorrow. Have you tried Friday the 13th yet? I have. Not a fan, but thanks for watching. Cheat code request, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. We always end the show in this fashion. And this one comes from Cynthia. And Cynthia says, playing GoldenEye on the N64, parenthetically, don't laugh. What is the famous Donkey Kong code? Thanks in advance. First of all, thank you, Cynthia. Can I call you Cindy? Why would I laugh? That's great. I love the N64. That was a great game. In fact, I have the music in this show. But what it is, that everyone looks like Donkey Kong in the game. You can get it if you beat the runway mission on the agent difficulty. That's very hard to do. But there is a code, and it's a little bit long. And if you don't get it, just email me again, and I'll email it to you. This might not be good radio, but you can do it at any point to unlock DK mode in GoldenEye. And then what you do is, you hit L, then you hold R and up together, then C and right together, then R and left together, then R and up together, then up, then R and right together, then up, then left and then right and C together, then down and L together, then R and down together, then L, then R, then C and left together. And there is no way in the hell you will remember that. And talk about a really frustrating long code. There it is. I said it, and I'm sure you remember it. Just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for the email. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.